Welcome back to the Customer Code, where we decode the future of marketing, AI, and digital strategy. I'm Christina, and today we're wrapping up our four-part series on AI-powered chatbots by tackling one of the most complex and important discussions, the ethical and regulatory challenges surrounding AI chatbots. Over the past three episodes, we've explored trust in AI chatbots, the role of human-like design, and how AI is increasingly being used as a business driver. Today, we shift our focus to the risks and responsibilities that come with AI's growing influence in customer interactions. We'll explore three key questions. How can businesses balance AI personalization with ethical boundaries? When does AI cross the line from helpful to manipulative? How should businesses prepare for evolving AI regulations and compliance requirements? To help us unpack this, I'm joined once again by Andreas Munzel, a professor in digital marketing at Vlerick Business School in Belgium. Andreas, we've covered a lot in this series. How does today's episode tie everything together?
It's a natural progression, Christina. We started by exploring why consumers struggle to trust AI chatbots, then moved to how human-like design impacts engagement. We then discussed how chatbots are no longer just cost-saving tools, they're actively driving sales and customer interactions. But as chatbots become more powerful, businesses need to ask, are we using AI responsibly? Are we protecting consumer data? Are we complying with AI regulations?
Right. It's the less flashy but super important stuff, huh? Like, what happens when chatbots aren't just assistants anymore but start influencing decisions? Big ones like finances or healthcare, for example.
Yes, that presents a critical shift. For today's discussion, we'll address those questions that push beyond the functionality of these tools.
And honestly, can they keep consumer trust intact while doing all that? I mean, trust in AI feels honestly kind of fragile, right?
Indeed, it is fragile, which is why businesses must proceed thoughtfully, balancing innovation with responsibility. Today, we will also try to understand where that balance lies and what the future of chatbot governance looks like.
Right. Businesses can't just focus on what AI can do. They need to think about what AI should do. All right, let's kick things off with a particularly tricky area, how these AI systems are influencing things like financial decisions, healthcare advice, and even customer service resolutions.
As we delve into chatbots' role in areas like financial decisions or healthcare advice, the stakes become clear. Their influence extends far beyond resolving basic questions, raising critical questions about accountability, reliability, and the potential consequences of those decisions.
I mean, that's a lot of power to delegate to a chatbot, right? The potential for things to go wrong, especially when biases are baked into the algorithms, it's kind of terrifying.
Exactly, Christina. Algorithmic bias is one of the most significant risks here. These chatbots are trained on historical data, and if that data isn't diverse or representative, it can lead to systematic disadvantages for certain groups of people. The machine doesn't intend to discriminate, but the outcome can still be ethically questionable.
So, let me get this. You're saying the chatbot doesn't know it's being biased, but it can still end up treating people unfairly?
Precisely. For example, in the financial sector, a chatbot might determine creditworthiness based on patterns in its data set. If that data reflects biased lending practices, certain demographics could be unfairly excluded. And the danger lies in how trust in AI can lead consumers to accept these outcomes without question.
Wow. It's like this trust paradox. People see AI as neutral, but it's only as neutral as the data it's fed.
That's exactly right. And this brings us to a pivotal issue. When should these systems simply assist users? And when should they involve human intervention for a final decision? Businesses need to carefully define those boundaries.
Right, because you wouldn't want an AI giving, I don't know, medical advice that it's not qualified to deliver. But how do you even draw those lines? Where does assistance end and overreach begin?
That's where ethical AI frameworks come into play. These guidelines define how chatbots should operate, establishing clear rules for when a human agent must step in. It's not enough for the chatbot to be smart. It must also be transparent and fair.
And are businesses actually adopting these frameworks already? Or is it more like future talk?
Some businesses are taking proactive steps, testing their AI systems for fairness and ensuring they can justify decisions. But in many cases, these frameworks are still catching up to the technology's rapid growth. The key is to prioritize consumer trust while staying ahead of potential regulations.
Because losing trust, even for a second, could kill the whole chatbot strategy, huh?
Absolutely. Trust is the cornerstone here. And if businesses can't balance innovation with responsibility, the risks of alienating users and regulators become very real.
Got it. So decision-making needs to be ethical, transparent, and careful. But there's still so much nuance, especially as chatbots get smarter and honestly, more human-like.
Indeed. And that's where we'll leave this discussion. Moving forward, though, there's another side of the coin that's equally interesting, which is how AI-driven personalization helps the systems engage with users on an entirely different level.
So personalization is the next big thing you hinted at, right? Users love it when these bots seem to know their preferences right off the bat. It's almost magical. But what's the trade-off here? Are we talking about handing over piles of personal data just to get, I don't know, a more tailored recommendation?
Indeed, personalization can significantly enhance user experience and engagement. By tailoring responses and recommendations to individual preferences, businesses create interactions that feel more relevant and meaningful. However, this often relies on extensive data collection, which can lead to discomfort among consumers if they feel their privacy is being compromised.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds great in theory, but when I hear extensive data collection, I kind of get goosebumps. Like, how much data are we even talking here?
That's a fair concern, Christina. Many AI chatbots gather a wide range of information, everything from browsing habits to purchase histories and even user interactions on social media. The problem arises when these practices feel invasive or opaque. Consumers start questioning how much data do these systems really need, and more importantly, how is it being used?
Right. And it's that whole lack of transparency part that bugs people. Like, if I'm going to spill half my life's details to a bot, I at least want to know where they're going, and definitely not into some creepy black box system, right?
Precisely. Transparency is a pivotal aspect here. Businesses must clearly communicate to users what data is being collected and why, as well as how they plan to use it. Without this clarity, even the most well-intentioned AI systems risk losing consumer trust. And this trust is already fragile. 50% of people express hesitation about AI's role in handling personal data.
50%? Yikes! And this is despite the fact that AI, actually makes things more convenient for them?
Yes. Even with its convenience, the trade-off becomes a psychological one. Consumers enjoy the benefits but remain uneasy about the surveillance-like aspects involved. In fact, studies suggest that excessive personalization can even backfire, especially when users feel their data is being exploited. This is why businesses need to embrace what's called a privacy-first AI mindset.
Privacy-first AI? That sounds fancy. What does it actually mean?
It's essentially an approach where consumer privacy and data security take precedence. Companies adopting this strategy focus on minimizing the volume of data collected, storing it securely, and giving users meaningful control over how their information is used.
Okay, that sounds noble, but is it just talk? I mean, are businesses actually doing this, or is privacy-first AI just like a nice slogan?
Some forward-thinking businesses are taking it seriously by building strict data policies and implementing user-friendly consent mechanisms. However, many are still playing catch-up, especially as tighter regulations loom. The goal is to strike a balance, offering tailored experiences while staying well within ethical and legal boundaries.
And I guess that requires more than just slapping up one of those "We use cookies" banners, right?
Exactly, Christina. Trust isn't restored through surface-level disclaimers. It requires comprehensive transparency and consumer control. Businesses that can demonstrate this will not only meet regulatory expectations, but also gain a significant competitive advantage. But as we shift focus, there's another interesting dimension worth exploring: how chatbots actually encourage people to open up by fostering a sense of non-judgmental interaction.
Speaking of chatbots encouraging openness, Andreas, why do you think people feel more at ease sharing their secrets with a chatbot than with an actual person? Shouldn't it be the other way around?
That's a fascinating question, Christina. It really comes down to psychology. When interacting with AI, people feel this, how shall I put it, neutrality. AI chatbots lack the social judgment humans bring, so the fear of being evaluated or misunderstood just isn't there. This makes users more relaxed, and they end up disclosing more sensitive information, especially in areas like healthcare or finance. It's what researchers have called the self-disclosure paradox.
Hold on, the self-disclosure paradox? You're saying people trust chatbots more, but what? They don't necessarily trust what happens with their info?
Exactly. While users feel freer to open up to an AI, they remain quite uneasy about how the data is handled. Research shows that despite valuing personalized experiences, consumers worry about privacy and wonder if chatbots are collecting too much information. This creates a complex trust challenge for businesses to solve.
Right. Like, you want the chatbot to get you, but not in the creepy, keeping tabs on you kind of way. It's like, do chatbots have a limit on what they collect?
That's one of the critical challenges. For personalization to work, businesses often collect vast amounts of user data, browsing habits, purchasing patterns, even social media activity. Without proper transparency, these practices can come across as invasive. And if users sense that their data might be mishandled or exploited, trust erodes very quickly.
Oof, that sounds like walking a tightrope. I mean, how do businesses even manage that balance? Tailored recommendations sound great, but not at the expense of, well, privacy paranoia.
You're absolutely right. Balancing tailored experiences with privacy is delicate. The solution lies in designing AI systems with what we call a privacy-first mindset. Companies need to prioritize data security, collect the least amount of information necessary, and, crucially, give consumers real control over their data.
Okay, and by control, you mean like deciding which data to share, right?
Precisely. Clear data control options allow users to choose what they're comfortable giving up, for instance. Offering different levels of personalization based on how much information they're willing to share. It's not just about transparency, it's about empowering users. Explain how the data is used, give them the ability to opt out, and you start building trust.
And I bet trust is even harder to build back if businesses mess up that first impression, huh?
Correct, Christina. Trust is fragile, and losing it, especially in the context of something as personal as a chatbot interaction, can derail an entire strategy. That's why forward-thinking businesses are now taking proactive steps, like refining consent mechanisms and adopting transparency policies. They're not just reacting, they're anticipating consumer expectations.
So, trust isn't just about knowing your chatbot won't spill your secrets, it's also about knowing the bot's not taking notes behind your back?
Exactly. The trust equation goes beyond the interaction itself. It's about ensuring users feel their data is not only safe, but also being used ethically and minimally. As we've seen, even the most advanced AI won't succeed without consumer confidence. And this confidence stems from clear communication and thoughtful design.
Makes sense. But I don't know, Andreas. It feels like this push for transparency is going to get tricky as chatbots evolve, especially with deeper data analytics in play.
It could, which is why businesses need to commit to these principles now. Ensuring privacy-first AI isn't just a luxury, it's becoming an expectation. And as we move forward, we'll see this balance becoming even more critical in contexts like regulatory compliance. Speaking of regulations, there's a growing movement globally towards stricter oversight on how businesses deploy AI. As we were saying, Christina, regulations are now stepping in to shape how businesses approach privacy-first AI. Take the EU's AI Act, for example. It categorizes AI systems based on their risk levels and imposes strict requirements on chatbots that collect personal data or influence decisions.
Right. It sounds like these regulations are getting more teeth now. But how do they even enforce something like a chatbot behaving badly?
Enforcement is one of the biggest challenges. But the AI Act attempts to address it by requiring transparency and accountability. Businesses must disclose when users are interacting with AI, explain the reasoning behind chatbot recommendations, and build mechanisms for consumers to contest decisions.
Contest decisions? Like what? Appealing a chatbot's verdict or something?
In a sense, yes. Take financial services as an example. If a chatbot denies someone a loan, the AI Act would require that decision to be explainable and reversible through human review. This ensures the algorithm doesn't act as the final authority.
Okay, but what about the timing? Do businesses have a deadline to get compliant, or is all this still coming soon?
The clock is definitely ticking. In the EU, for instance, businesses will likely face compliance deadlines within the next 2 to 3 years. Other regions, such as the US and parts of Asia Pacific, are also moving towards similar AI governance frameworks, focusing on data security and ethical AI use. The days of operating in regulatory gray areas are quickly coming to an end.
And are these rules just regional, or do global players have to shape up everywhere?
That's a critical point, Christina. While frameworks like the GDPR and the AI Act originate in Europe, they often set the precedent for global standards. Multinational companies, in particular, will need to adapt their AI strategies globally, not just regionally. This is making compliance a top priority for businesses operating across borders.
What about those certifications I heard someone mention? Ethical AI badges or something like that?
Yes. Ethical AI certification is an emerging concept. It's somewhat like GDPR compliance, but tailored specifically to AI technologies. Businesses may undergo third-party audits to prove their systems align with defined ethical standards. This can serve as both a compliance measure and a marketing advantage.
Oh, so it's not just about avoiding fines. You're saying companies can actually make their chatbots more likable with these certifications?
Absolutely. Certifications demonstrate a commitment to fairness, transparency, and security, which can enhance consumer trust. Given the fragile confidence people already have in AI, showing ethical accountability creates a significant edge in competitive markets.
So it's not just about playing defense, it's a whole strategy. But let me ask, Andreas, is all this red tape going to slow innovation down?
That's a valid concern. While increased regulation poses challenges, it also forces businesses to innovate responsibly. Striking this balance between advancing technology and adhering to accountability frameworks can actually drive smarter, more user-focused solutions.
I see. So basically, the future of AI isn't just about what's possible, it's about doing what's right. and keeping people, well, on board, of course.
Precisely. Businesses that align innovation with ethical principles and regulatory foresight will not only avoid compliance risks, but also set themselves apart in gaining consumer trust and loyalty.
And trust really is everything. Otherwise, even the coolest chatbot tech could feel like an invasion of privacy, right?
Exactly. And speaking of balancing tech and trust, there's a much-needed dialogue around how chatbots personalize experiences while respecting consumer privacy.
So, Andreas, how do businesses actually maintain that balance between tech innovation and earning consumer trust? We've talked about ethical frameworks, the privacy personalization trade-off, and global AI regulations. Where should businesses really focus their efforts?
If there's one overriding theme across all these discussions, Christina, it's that trust is the cornerstone of successful AI chatbot deployment. Whether it's about personalization, decision-making, or even compliance with regulations, building and sustaining trust is the common thread running through it all.
Right. And it's not just about making chatbots smarter, is it? It's about making them responsible. And frankly, human enough to feel relatable, but not so human they start crossing boundaries.
Exactly. Chatbots must enhance customer experiences without overstepping. They should assist, not manipulate, enabling users to make informed decisions in a way that's transparent and fair. And as businesses innovate, they can't afford to treat privacy or ethics as secondary considerations. They need to be embedded in the design from the start.
Speaking of embedding things, the regulatory landscape we talked about earlier feels like businesses should get ahead of those rules rather than wait, right?
Absolutely. Proactivity is critical. By implementing robust AI ethics policies and prioritizing compliance now, businesses won't just avoid risks. They'll position themselves ahead of the curve, leading with integrity in competitive markets. Regulations provide a framework, yes, but the real winners will be companies that take this as an opportunity to innovate responsibly.
So, responsible innovation, that's the phrase we keep coming back to. Balancing the limitless possibilities of AI with the very real human concerns about privacy, fairness, and transparency.
Precisely. And as chatbots evolve, the emphasis must remain on complementing human judgment rather than replacing it. By respecting the fine lines between assistance and overreach, and between personalization and intrusion, businesses can create tools that truly enhance consumer trust and engagement.
Trust, ethics, responsibility. You're making it sound all neat and achievable, Andreas. But I've got to ask, do you think businesses will actually follow through? Or are we going to see a wave of, I don't know, AI backlash first?
You raise a good point, Christina. The temptation to cut corners for the sake of speed or profit will always exist. But the risks of backlash, whether from consumers, regulators, or even competitors, are significant. Long-term trust building will always outweigh short-term gains. Businesses that step up to lead responsibly will set new industry standards, and that's ultimately what will shape the future.
So it's not just keeping pace with change, it's about defining it on your terms. Got it. On that note, Andreas, I think this wraps up not just today's talk, but our entire series on chatbots, huh?
It does. And what a journey it's been, Christina. AI-powered chatbots are transforming not just how businesses operate, but how they build relationships with consumers. The future depends on finding that balance between excitement for the technology and responsibility in its application.
Well said. And to all of you listening, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into AI chatbots, the good, the bad, and the tricky. Andreas, it's been a pleasure to unpack all this with you.
Likewise, Christina. And to our audience, thank you for tuning in. Remember, innovation with integrity is the key to unlocking the true potential of AI. Until next time, take care and stay curious.